Riders of the Silences. Prologue. The Great West, prior to the century's turn, abounded in legend. Stories were told of fabled gunmen whose bullets always magically found their mark, of mighty stallions whose tireless gallop rivaled the speed of the wind, of glorious women whose beauty stunned mind and heart. But nowhere in the vast spread of the mountain desert country was there a greater legend told than the story of Red Pierre and the phantom gunfighter, McGurk. These two men of the wilderness, so unlike, of widely differing backgrounds, had in common a single trait. Each was unbeatable. Fate brought them clashing together, thunder to thunder, lightning to lightning. They were destined to meet at the crossroads of a long, long trail. A trail which began in the northern wastes of Canada and led, finally, to a deadly confrontation in the mountains of the far west. Three hands shot for their hips. No stopwatch could have caught the differing lengths of time which each required for the draw. The muzzle of Hurley's revolver was not clear of the holster. The gun of Diaz was nearly at the level when Pierre's weapon exploded at his hip. The bullet cut through the wrist of Hurley. Never again would that slender, supple hand fly over the cards, doing things other than they seemed. He made no effort to escape from the next bullet, but stood looking down at his broken wrist. Horror, for the moment, gave a dignity oddly out of place with his usual appearance. He alone, in all the room, was moveless. The crowd, undecided for an instant, broke for the doors at the